السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين، أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين ورحمة الله وبركاته. Alhamdulillah, we've been able to discuss major elements in Islamic model of life in order to have an honorable life in dunya and akhirah. In the last few sessions, we've been talking about remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we try to explain what does it mean to have dhikr, then based on Quran and some hadith and some sermons of Nahjul Balagha, we explain the meaning of dhikr and the qualities of the people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we said, if you want to be in a state of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not just a matter of invocating some of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or doing some of the a'mal. It's more a matter of turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and exposing yourself to the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ فَبَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. We explain this ayah. And we said that what we need is to open up our heart towards the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in contrast, there are people that their heart is hard, so they cannot remember of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we talked about the relation that we should have with ourselves, with other people, and with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now we want to continue and speak about this concept of turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is very much related to the concept of dhikr, and which is the main aspect of the life of iman. Normally, or maybe, I don't know, maybe for some people this is normal, maybe it's not normal, but I think this is normally the way we think about life of faith. We think that we should believe in certain things, we should have certain actions, we should avoid sins, and then we have life of iman. But as we said, these are not guaranteeing, these do not guarantee that a person is on the right approach. It's not a matter of actions, it's not a matter of some dogma. It's a matter of facing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I want to share with you tonight some verses of the Quran about this idea of turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the idea of considering wajhullah, the face of God. And then, inshallah, if I have time tonight or maybe tomorrow, we'll talk about how this can give us light in dunya and akhirah, inshallah. I am sure you have noticed that in several places in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about wajhullah, the face of God. For example, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam and the way they offered their food, little food that they had for breaking their fast, they offer to miskeen and yatim and asir, needy person and orphan and captive. They said, إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. The reason we feed you is that we want to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are seeking wajhullah. We don't expect from you any payment as a return, any even word of thanks. La nuridu minkum jaza'an wa la shukura. Of course, you have the responsibility to thank as the one who receives this favor, but that's another issue. The giver would not do it in order to be thanked. So, إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ. We only feed you because of the face of God. Inshallah, I will explain what does it mean. In chapter 30, verse 38, Alhamdulillah, there are people who take notes, and some ask me to also mention the references of the verses of the Quran. So this is chapter 30, verse 38. فَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ وَالْمِسْكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ. In Islamic concept of charity and infaq, we believe that what we give to people is their own right. It's not that it is my money and I'm doing a favor. This is their right in our possession. في أموالهم حق معلوم للسائل والمحروم. Because of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. So this is their right. So give the kinship the right. والمسكين, the needy people. وابن السبيل, the strangers. ذلك خير للذين يريدون وجه الله. Those who seek the face of God, those who want to have face of God, yuriduna wajhallah, wa ulaika humul muflihun. These are the people who are happy, prosperous, successful. In another ayah, which is the next ayah, the same chapter, chapter 30, verse 39, Allah says, وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن رِبًا لِيَرْبُبَ فِي أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ فَلَا يَرْبُو عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. If you give usury riba, or take usury riba, this is not going to bring any increase in your risk. It's not going to grow in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاةٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. But if you give zakat instead of giving riba, if you give zakat and you seek wajhullah, then it will be multiplied. So if someone has shortage of money, one way to increase your money is to give sadaqah, to give charity. مَنْ قُدِرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقُهُ فَلْيُنْفِقْ مِمَّا آتَهُ. So whenever you have shortage of money, try, give some sadaqah, and inshallah, your money will increase. So Allah says, وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاةٍ تُرِيدُونَ بَجْحَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. These people will be seeing that Allah multiplies for them. The great success, of course, is on the Day of Judgment, but even in dunya, it will facilitate their life. وَالَّذِينَ Surah, in another surah, I think it's chapter 13, verse 22, Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ. So we had iradatu wajhillah, And now we have ibtigha. Ibtigha also means to seek. Those who are patient, they exercise patience, seeking the face of their Lord. And they establish prayer. وَأَنفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً. And then Allah continues and mentions other qualities like infaq. But my point was ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ. Or in Surah A'la, you are all familiar with Surah A'la, chapter 92, verses 18 to 21. Allah says, الَّذِي يُؤْتِي مَالَهُ يَتَزَكَّى. Those who give their money in order to seek purity. Because a very important way of purifying ourselves is to give money. Money is a very important branch of hubbu dunya. And in order to get rid of hubbu dunya, you have to give money. If you say, I don't give money, but I pray more, I fast more. No. Money must be given. You cannot replace zakat with salat. As also you cannot replace salat with zakat. Both of them are needed. So you cannot say, I give more money, exempt me from salat. Or you say, I pray more, exempt me from zakat. Both of them are important. So Allah says, الَّذِي يُؤْتِي مَالَهُ يَتَزَكَّى. The one who gives his money because he wants to gain purity. Allah says to Rasulullah, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُزَكِّيهِمْ وَتُطَحِّرُهُمْ بِهَا. Rasulullah was purifying people by taking sadaqah from them, taking khums from them. So Allah says there are people who give their money for gaining purity. وَمَا لِأَحَدٍ عِنْدَهُ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ تُجْزَى. It's not that he is giving because in the past he has received something from people and now he wants to reciprocate. No, he doesn't owe anything to anyone. He is just giving without any condition. مَا لِأَحَدٍ عِنْدَهُ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ تُجْزَى. It's not that he has been obliged before and now he is paying back. إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَى. The only reason is that he is seeking the face of his highest Lord. So again, ابْتِغَاءُ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ. Seeking the face of Allah. When it comes to the issue of Qibla, you know that there was a kind of unfortunately misuse of the fact that Muslims were asked to pray in the beginning to Jerusalem. This could be a sign of unity, but unfortunately some people said these Muslims have no Qibla of their own and they used to use this as a sign of weakness for Muslims. Anyway, finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Rasulullah to turn towards Masjid al-Haram. So maybe this was the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as you know, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the first time doesn't give his final verdict. Sometimes Allah to test people makes a verdict temporarily and then he abrogates and bring his final and ultimate verdict. Anyway, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, now you should face Masjid al-Haram. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says to everyone, Muslims and non-Muslims, that this is a matter of ritual. This is a matter of an etiquette that you have to observe during your ibadah. But just turning with your body towards Mecca or Jerusalem or any other direction is not solving the problem. If you think that just by sitting facing Kaaba or, you know, saying your prayer facing Kaaba, you are in a good condition, this is not correct. What is important is that your spirit, your ruh, your heart should be facing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبِ East and West belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ Wherever you turn, Wajhullah is there. The face of God is there. Inshallah, I will explain this further. We have something which you may read and you think it's not related because about the story of brothers of Yusuf and Hazrat Yaqub. But I think this is very important for clarifying the concept of wajh. You know that brothers of Yusuf, Allah Nabina wa Ali wa salam, they had some kind of jealousy toward Yusuf. Maybe except one or two others, they had some jealousy. So one of the reasons was they didn't want to see the attention and love of Ya'qub for Yusuf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Yusuf, chapter 12, number 9, they said to each other, Uqtulu Yusuf, abitrahuhu ardan, kill Yusuf, or throw him, etrahu means throw him, means put him in a land, means in a remote place. Why brothers decided to kill their own brother? يَخْلُ لَكُمْ وَجْهُ أَبِيكُمْ Because if you do so, then the face of Ya'qub will be only for you. What does it mean? It's a very beautiful expression. And I have to say that although here it's a quotation about what the brothers of Yusuf said, but this is not their word, this is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not that they spoke Arabic or they necessarily said the same thing in their language. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who in his knowledge and his choice of words put the idea that they had in the best possible form. So the accuracy is not the accuracy of the brothers of Yusuf. The accuracy is the accuracy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if Allah speaks on behalf of Fir'aun or Shaitan or brothers of Yusuf or any person, this is Allah's word explaining their idea. So every little change in the wording is significant. You shouldn't think that this is the word of brothers of Yusuf. It's not very important. No, it's very, very important. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they said, if you kill Yusuf or put him in a very far remote place so that he cannot be found, يَخْلُ لَكُمْ وَجْهُ أَبِيكُمْ then the face of your father will become empty only for you. Means he would only have attention for you. وَتَكُونُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ قَوْمًا صَالِحِينَ And after that, you become good people. You become righteous people. You do tawbah, and then you have no problem. You have got rid of Yusuf, and you have become righteous people, and your father loves you. This is the mentality of people who think that tawbah and committing sin can be planned in advance. No one can say, I commit sin, and then I plan for tawbah. Tawbah should come naturally out of your deep sorrow. But if in the advance you plan that I commit the sin and do tawbah, this is not tawbah. So, يَخْلُ لَكُمْ وَجْهُ أَبِيكُمْ What does it mean? This ayah is a key. Yusuf was very pious, very honest, and Hazrat Ya'qub had love for him, had attention to Yusuf. So therefore, his face was more turning towards Yusuf. This may not be necessarily the physical face, but means his attention. They knew that their father loved Yusuf more, not because he was discriminating. It's based on the merits. So based on the merits, father loved Yusuf more. But the way Allah describes attention of Ya'qub, and this is kind attention. You know, when we say attention, means kind attention. Attention with love. Because sometimes you pay attention to your enemy. This is not type of attention that we are talking. When we say turn towards Allah or pay attention to Allah, means with love, with openness, with kindness. So the fact that the attention and love of Ya'qub was more for Yusuf is described as face of Ya'qub be for Yusuf. And they wanted to stop this. So please remember this. I will come back to this concept of wajh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Prophet Ibrahim, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, after the arguments he made against worshipping a star, worshipping moon, worshipping sun, then he said, "Inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara as-samawati wal-ardh." I have turned my face towards the one who has created the skies and the earth. If you are turning your face towards stars or towards moon or towards sun, I turn my face towards the creator of these stars and moon and sun. وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. I turn my face towards him. It's not a matter of physical face. Allah doesn't have any physical direction so that you can physically turn your face towards him. So, these are some verses of the Quran in which the concept of Wajhullah is mentioned. And it is interesting to note that the concept of face of God is also mentioned in Christianity and Judaism. They also have this concept of face of God, Wajhullah. Why Quran talks about this concept? In every being, there is a way to have maximum encounter with that being. For example, if you want to look at a TV, to watch TV, a movie on TV. If you want to watch TV, you cannot watch from the behind, or you go, for example, on the top and watch, you know, towards the TV from the top or from right or left. You should go in front of TV, and that gives you maximum encounter with TV. So if someone is sitting in front of TV, then he can see what is there, can watch. So muwajaha, or turning your face towards TV, in this case means you have to go to the front of the screen. If, for example, someone wants to look at a painting, so you have to go in front of the painting and turn your face towards the painting, then this is the maximum encounter. If you go away, or if you go close, but you turn your face and your back is facing the painting, this is not muwajaha, this is not encounter. When two human beings want to speak with each other and they want to have maximum encounter, maximum, the closest encounter that we can have is when we speak to each other face to face, eye to eye. Because for human beings, their understanding, their feelings, their attention appear most of the time in their face. Our eyes, our ears, our lips, and also the gesture of our face are the greatest signals to express ourselves. So if I want to have maximum encounter with a human being, I should have face-to-face or eye-to-eye contact and encounter with that person. This is why this part of body is called face, or in Arabic it's called wajh. Otherwise, wajh means side, or means aspect, means direction. But Arabs have used wajh to describe this part of body because it is by turning of this side of body that we as a human being can pay maximum attention to another object. Can be a human being, then it has to be face to face. Can be, for example, a TV, so my face to the screen of TV. Or it can be, for example, a painting, my face towards the front of the painting. So, if a human being wants to have the best and maximum encounter with something, he or she has to find what is the most important aspect of that thing and turn his or her face towards that thing. Okay? When it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what should we do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not like, na'uzu billah, a TV or a painting, or he is not even like a person. If Allah was a person, a human being, so to have face-to-face encounter with him, I should have be sitting or standing before his face. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not a human being. He has no face in this sense. So what should I do? The great reality is this. The beautiful point is this. That for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can have maximum encounter with him only by turning your face to him. You don't need to wait for him turning to you. You don't need to wait for him to give you an exposure because he is everywhere. So if at any moment you turn your face towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you find Allah is there. Any moment, any time, any place. So, with anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's only a certain angle and direction which gives you encounter. With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's only you that have to be in proper direction. Don't need to look for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't need to wait for him to turn towards you. Sometimes we want to speak with someone. Sometimes we want to have a real good time with someone so that we can have best encounter, eye-to-eye encounter. We have to wait till we find that person. Maybe that person is busy. Maybe that person has no interest. Maybe that person is thinking about something else. So sometimes it's difficult to find a time that we can really be together and have that maximum encounter. Nowadays, unfortunately, this is becoming more common. And sometimes, you know, I say that unfortunately, sometimes even in families, we see that people don't have that beautiful encounter with each other. They don't really sit and look at each other.
even if they eat together, which is very important, you should plan in the way that you eat with your family. Some people only eat maybe in weekends with the family. Okay, if midday you cannot eat together, at least in the evening, eat together. Father eats separately, mother separately, children separately. This is not good. You should try to eat together as much as possible. And also, when you are sitting together and sharing meal or drinking tea, have eye-to-eye encounter with also attention, with care in the heart. Sometimes we see people are sitting, everyone is looking at his mobile. Father is checking his messages, mother her messages, and children their own messages. Just it's like a coffee net. Everyone is a stranger, and they are doing their own business. But these people are related to each other. But their hearts are a stranger. This is very sad. Some time ago, I was speaking about this experience, and I said, it seems that unfortunately, now some households have become like car parks. Everyone is just parked next to the other person. There is no interaction. Few people live under one roof, but they are just parked there. No unity, no close relation. So, if we want to have maximum encounter with a human being, we have to plan for it, and that person also has to plan for it. And if our plans meet, hopefully then we can have maximum encounter with each other. If that person is busy, we cannot have. The brothers of Yusuf thought, of course they were mistaken, but they thought, because our father is busy with Yusuf, even if we want, he is not going to pay attention to us. So they planned a mischief in order to have the attention of their father. So, what about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do I need to worry about Allah being busy? No. لا يشغله شأن عن شأن. If all people of the world at the same time call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah can care for all of them. Do I need to ask for a time, for a place? No. Anytime, in any place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be met. There is only one condition. And that is you should want to face him. And this is the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the love of Allah for us. Every person puts some conditions for you. You cannot find any person who is 24 hours available for you. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is always available for us. You just need to be in proper direction. أَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. You can turn towards Allah during your prayer, which is the best time. But also you can turn towards Allah when you are going to work, in the train, in the car, on the bus, walking, you can be facing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the market, in the shop, in the university, in the school, in office place, in the kitchen, everywhere you can have that maximum encounter with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ أَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. So what we need? Alhamdulillah, for this thing, which is the most important thing, you don't need anything from outside. You don't need any material resources, human resources, any, I don't know, qualification, except deep desire here. A child can achieve this. An old person can achieve this. A poor or rich, educated or uneducated. If you want to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no restriction. You have just to decide. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, there are people who have actually done this. Now you can better, inshallah, understand these verses. Surah Baqarah, verse 112. بَلَا مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ فَلَهُ أَجْرُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Those who submit their face to God and they are muhsin, they are doing good things. You cannot be facing God and do bad things. It's impossible. If someone is turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his heart, with his mind, with his attention, with his love, definitely he would be doing good things. Then Allah says, the reward for these people is with the Lord. You cannot describe using any material concept. You cannot describe the reward for these people. You cannot use any figure to describe the reward of these people. So it's better just to say, فَلَهُ أَجْرُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. The reward is with the Lord. وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. These people have no fear about future and they don't grieve over the past. Why you should grieve? If you have been facing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you have been turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you are moving towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is nothing to worry about. In chapter 4, verse 125, Allah says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ دِينًا مِمَّنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ. Who is better in his faith, in his religion, in his understanding of philosophy of life? Who is better than the person who submits his face to God while he is doing good? وَهُوَ مُحْسَنٌ. وَاتَّبَعَ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. And he followed the path of Ibrahim. Ibrahim is a teacher for the people who want to turn their face to God. Because Ibrahim was a person who submitted himself to God and all his life he demonstrated submission to God. He is the father and champion of Tawheed. So Allah says, who is better in his religion than a person or than people who have submitted their face to God and they do righteous deeds and good deeds? In another place, chapter 31, verse 221, Allah says, sorry, chapter 31, verse 22, وَمَنْ يُسْلِمْ وَجْهَهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ مُحْسِنْ فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى. The one who submits his face to God while he is doing ihsan, he's benevolent, has grasped the firmest handhold, urwatul wuthqa. Wa ila Allahi aqibatul umur. The end of the affairs is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now you understand this concept of wajhullah and submitting your face to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now we should have a different understanding of our life. If so far we have been thinking having proper aqidah and good actions is enough, now we should understand that the main thing is the direction that you have in your life. The orientation that you have in life. If it is right direction, then it comes with proper actions And it is preceded, of course, by proper beliefs. But if you have all these things and your life is not facing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that's a problem. And a big difference appears in those moments of our life that we may not be physically doing anything. We think that when I am praying, it's something for God. When I am fasting, it's for God. But the rest of my life is mine. This is not the proper understanding of life. With this concept that we have been saying, no matter whether you are doing something or you are not doing, whether you are sleeping or you are awake, whether you are ill or healthy, whether you are young or old, the direction is correct, so your entire life is blessed. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alamin. If you turn your face to Allah, if you submit your face to Allah, then everything is for Allah. Even your death is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your life, including the moments of prayer or the hours of work or the hours of sleep or death, everything is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everything would be counted as your servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what we need to achieve is to make sure that we are choosing a right direction in our life. And this is exactly the concept of dhikr. What is dhikr? Dhikr means to turn yourself towards the source of light. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the absolute light, and it's only by facing Him and turning towards Him and then opening ourselves to Him that we can fight against darkness. Darkness inside and darkness outside. The only people who can fight against darkness outside are the people who have been able to let the light go and kill the darkness inside. So inshallah, tomorrow we will continue this discussion, and it is our sad, this is sad that would be our last session, but inshallah, I hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would put barakah in what we have been saying and listening, inshallah. Tonight is the night of Ashura, and a very important night for us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that in this night, because of all the martyrs of Karbala and all the captives of Karbala, inshallah, enable us to have a proper life, to have proper orientation in our life, to submit ourselves to Him, inshallah. We ask Allah to accept us as His servants and include us among His true lovers, inshallah. This poem is a description of the situation of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam and companions of Imam Hussein in the night of Ashura compared to the day of Ashura. In a matter of just few hours, everything becomes like upside down.
امشب شهادت نامه عشاق امضا می شود.
Tonight, the certificates of martyrdom for the lovers of Allah will be signed.
فردا ز خون عاشقان این دشت دریا می شود.
But tomorrow this plain of Karbala will be a sea of blood with the love of these martyrs.
امشب کنار یک دگر بنشست آل مصطفی. Tonight the family of the Prophet are sitting facing each other, looking at each other. Zainab is looking at Hussein, Hussein is looking at Zainab.
فردا پریشان جمعشان چون قلب زهرا می شود.
But tomorrow they will be separated like the heart of Zahra Salamullah alayha, who would be separated.
امشب بود برپا اگر این خیمه سار اللهی.
Tonight the tent of Imam Hussein is standing.
فردا به دست دشمنان برکنده از جا می شود.
But tomorrow the enemies will attack the tent of Imam Hussein and will damage it.
امشب صدای خواندن قرآن به گوش آید ولی.
Tonight if you go around the tents of Ahlul Bayt, you hear the voice of recitation of Quran.
فردا صدای الامان زیندشت بربا می شود.
But tomorrow you will hear the cries of the children asking for help.
امشب کنار مادرش لب تشنه از غر خفته است.
Tonight Ali Asghar, who is thirsty, is sleeping next to his mother.
فردا خدایا بسترش آغوش زهرا می شود.
But tomorrow Ali Asghar's bed would be the soil of Karbala.
امشب به خیل تشنگان عباس باشد پاسبان.
Tonight, although everyone is thirsty, but they feel very safe because they have a guard like Abbas.
فردا کنار القم بیدست سقا می شود.
But tomorrow next to القم, the سقا of Karbala will lose his hands.
امشب که قاسم زینت گلزار آل مصطفی است.
Tonight قاسم, the son of Imam Hassan, who like a beautiful flower is decorating this garden of Ahlul Bayt.
فردا ز مرکب سرنگون این سرور عنا می شود.
But tomorrow Qasim from top of the horse will fall like a tree which is cut.
امشب گرفته در میان اصحاب سار الله را.
Tonight the companions of Imam Hussein all have gathered around him.
فردا عزیز فاطمه بیار و تنها می شود.
But tomorrow Imam Hussein will be alone.
امشب سر سر خدا بر دامن زینب بود.
Tonight the head of Imam Hussein is on the lap of Zainab.
فردا انیس خولی و دیر نصارا می شود.
But after tomorrow the head of Hussein will go to the house of خولی and to the house of the Christian monk.
ترسم زمین و آسمان زیر و زبر گردد زان.
The poet says, I am very worried, I am concerned that tomorrow the whole world may stop existing.
فردا اسارت نامه زینب جو اجرا می شود.
Because tomorrow زینب is going to be taken as اسیر. The historians say that on the day of Ashura, when Imam Hussein alayhi salam lost his companions, his son Ali Akbar and the youths of Bani Hashim, and no one was for Imam. لما فجع الحسين بأهل بيته وولده ولم يبغ غيره وغير النساء والذرار. When Imam mourned for all the youths of Bani Hashim, for all the companions, and no one other than him and ladies and children remained. Nada, Imam made a call. هل من ذاب يذب عن حرم رسول الله? Is there anyone to protect the family of the Prophet, the sanctity of the Prophet? هل من موحد يخاف الله فينا? Is there anyone who believes in God that for the sake of God shows mercy to us? هل من مغيث يرجو الله في إغاثتنا? Is there any help that for the sake of Allah comes and help us? وارتفعت أصوات النساء بالعبيل. When the ladies heard this call of loneliness from Imam, their cries went high. فتقدم إلى باب الخيمة. So Imam Hussein went to the tents. فقال ناولوني عليا ابني الضيف حتى أودع. Give me my Ali Asghar so that I say my farewell to him. فناولوه الصبي. They gave the child to Imam Hussein. Sheikh Mufid says, فَجَعَلَ يُقَبِّلُهُ. Imam started kissing Ali Asghar, وَهُوَ يَقُولُ وَيْلٌ لِهَؤُلَاءِ الْقَوْمِ إِذَا كَانَ جَدُّكَ مُحَمَّدٌ الْمُصْطَفَى خَصْمُهُمْ. Woe to these people when your grandfather Prophet would be their enemy. والصبي في حجره. And while the child was on the lap of Hussein, إذ رماه حرملة بركاء البسام. When حرملة threw his arrow towards the body of Ali Asghar. There is a very special sentence here. It doesn't say the arrow hit him, the arrow killed him. No, it says فَسَبَحُوا فِي أَجْرِ الْحُسَيْنِ. It has slaughtered Ali Asghar. Imam Hussein took all the blood of Ali Asghar as much as he could. His hands became full of the blood. ثُمَّ رَمَى بِهِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. Throw the blood of Ali Asghar towards the sky. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, فَلَمْ يَسْقُدْ مِنْ ذَلِكَ الدَّمْ قَطْرَةٌ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. Even a drop of the blood of Ali Asghar didn't come down. أَلَا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّ مُنْقَلَبٍ يَنْقَلِبُونَ.